Hey, it's Mass. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.
B-Pod Studios.
Casper and Murray have scorching hot takes, twisting your mind with Pat Celtics and Bays. They'll also talk soft and out of town things. Just call them up on this Saturday. Casper
and Murray.
Casper
and Murray.
Just call them up on this Saturday.
Hey, Murray.
Casper!
Hey, Murray.
Casper!
Hey, Murray.
Casper! Final hour, Casper Murray here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Imagine we're kind of football heavy here. It's final hour. Get closer to the NFL draft. Thoughts on what the Patriots should do, who they should be targeting. It feels like they're looking at offensive linemen. They've been working them out. An offensive lineman was their 21st overall pick. Ugh. But brace yourself for that. And if you want to join us, 617-779-0985. Real quick, because I wanted to touch on this Tom Brady story, the secret plan, the bombshell lawsuit and soccer match inside Tom Brady's unretirement from your colleague Ben Volen of the Boston Globe. I got this text a few minutes ago from a buddy of mine. It's proof of two things, Chris. He's one of my oldest friends.
Okay.
We grew up in Melrose together. It's proof, one, here's the two things. One, it's proof he's made far too much money. He was on the ground floor of being able to open a dispensary in Denver back in 09. So now he's legitimately a millionaire. So it's proof he's got too much money. And two, like, he doesn't know me at all. Here's what this text reads. See if I'd be interested in this. I'm planning a trip to Nepal next year to see Kathmandu and hike to the Everest Base Camp. Moderately, we're looking at a 12 to 15 day hike with a guide and a porter. It's considered to be one of the most beautiful treks in the world. I have 30-plus hours of research already in. Just want to know if this would be something that you and a crew of other guys would be interested in making. I can get into all the details later this week, but this is just an exploratory text to see if you might be interested. It'd be great, buddy. Wow. Now, Chris, do you think I'd want to go to Nepal to hike the Everest Base Camp with a guide and a porter?
100%. I mean, no, not unless, first of all, not unless there's like a really, really good restaurant there.
He would have to give me one of his millions to even, like, what a hell that would be. Sure, you can take some great selfies once you get to the top of Everest and see Kathmandu. And maybe I'd even crank Kashmir by Led Zeppelin. Wow. No, never. Never, ever, ever, ever. Okay, I just, like, that popped up during the commercial break. I was like, is this real? Oh, no, it's real. He's that nuts and now that rich.
He's that rich that he's just like, I need to find a way to get more out of life, so I'm going to torture myself on my vacations.
No, he's a nut. He's a nuts nut. He's really done, like, the crate, and all he does is travel. He paid his way into, I don't think I'm telling tales out of school. Like, he would tell you this if you met him. Like, this is what he's into, like, crazy adventure.
Okay.
And when he went to, where was he? He was somewhere in South America. And in certain parts of South America, the prisons are essentially literally run by the inmates in, like, certain, gangs. Gang is more powerful than the other. And he paid one of these gangs to tour the prison. And it was whoever had the most, like, the best weaponry. Is how he told it, ran that prison. So he's like, oh, yeah, dude, these guys had, like, grenades and Molotov cocktails, and, like, they were the ones, so I paid them so I could tour the prison. I was like,
why would you tour the prison?
Yeah, like, what? That's what you're into?
How about
a plush bed and a flat screen and a nice hotel?
I have to be honest. I honestly thought, as you were telling that story, that that this was like some Bruce Wayne thing where, like, he paid for them to, like, put him in the prison so he could spend, like, 2 weeks there and see if he could, like, make it.
No, he is a kook's kook. And that's one of the reasons I love him, but he's a lot. Like, he's, Kathmandu. Let's go to Nepal.
There's no way. You wouldn't do it, you know?
Oh, God. Never, never, ever.
Sometimes
ever,
it's
ever.
Just hard to get you out of the house. Like, I'm sure it's hard sometimes. It's like, oh man, I really didn't want to go pick up this sub at this Melrose sub shop.
Yeah,
man.
Like, you know,
I really should have done like Grubhub or Uber Eats. God, huh, I got to go outside and pick this up.
I'll never go to Minneapolis again, let alone go to Nepal.
Well, that's legit. I mean, Minneapolis is a great place. I'll never go to that mall. We were in Bloomington, Minnesota. I'll never do that again. What was the other thing I was going to say to you about this, which is, you know, you not wanting to, like, you know, also, why would you climb to, you know, the base of Everest when, like, you're the person that orders ahead at Dunkin' Donuts, and if your order's not there, you take someone else's order?
That's true. Yeah.
You don't even want to wait around. Like, yeah. You know, you're like, oh, no, I got to get out of here.
12 to 15 day hike. All right. So this story from Ben Volen, again, the Tom Brady unretirement. We don't have to go. Look, I'm not going to go through the whole article. It's been out a few days. People, I think, already know the details. And here was my biggest takeaway reading this thing, Chris. We already knew all this from Jimmy Stewart's phone. Like, reading it almost paragraph to paragraph, I'm like, Jimmy had it first. 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 Jay Stu's phone always knows. Do not mock Jay Stu's phone. Do not taunt Jay Stu's phone. Jimmy Stewart's phone has had the Tom Brady info for quite some time now. But it was that, and it was real clear, he wanted to go to Miami, and it was this Brian Flores lawsuit, which, again, noble, all for it, hope it goes to court. Let's get into discovery. Let's get the dirty details. But boy, as a Brady Bobo that wanted him in a Miami uniform, man, the timing stinks.
Yeah, so I guess that's my question to you. You know, I'm happy this didn't work out. I don't want to see him. Like, I don't know. The Dolphins are a loser organization. I don't like the ownership group. And I know, you know, Ben did a great job with the story, and he kept referring to, you know, it was a Derek Jeter role. And I understand what he's saying. But Derek Jeter's already out of the Marlins. Like, he left. Because, you know why? Because he realized the ownership stunk.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this would have gone over. I'm actually happy it didn't happen this year, because I would not rule it out for next year. But it didn't happen this year. I'm happy. Also, I don't know, like, Brady Belichick twice a year. I mean, that's just, that's a little overkill for me.
Oh,
like,
boom.
I don't know if I could deal with that.
Oh, no, I need it. Oh, that'd be really? The best. Oh, yeah. Him trying to stick it to them twice a year. Let alone, like, once in a blue moon like it was last year in that game that wasn't even good or satisfying at all. Oh no, that I wanted that so bad. It looked so good in those uniforms, especially those throwbacks that they're now rocking. I'm with you. Like, that ownership down there, that guy's an idiot, Stephen Ross. It is a loser organization. They're as irrelevant as a team that there is in the NFL, maybe all of sports right now. They're trying, but still, it's a half-assed.
They're all flash, no substance down there, which makes them the perfect team for Miami.
The thing, while I'm ultimately glad it did work out that he's back with the Bucs, though, is just with his chances to win another title. Because I think the NFC, it's them, the Rams, maybe the Cowboys, and Green Bay. Like, and I think the rest of the conference mostly blows.
49ers.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as that quarterback's there, they stink. And but the AFC is too loaded. Like, I just think it'd be way more of a tractor pull if he ended up in the AFC.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that. And now, look, it's a different dynamic if Sean Payton's the coach, because Sean Payton's a really good coach. And I think you've seen that the last couple of years with that quarterback situation in New Orleans, what he's been able to do. That team's still been competitive without really a good quarterback. And I say the last couple of years. I mean, Drew Brees was there, but he was banged up his last year. He missed a significant chunk of time. They had to play, you know, Taysom Hill, and they still were hosting a playoff game against Tom Brady and the Bucks. So Peyton, I think, would have been a difference maker maybe in that situation with Miami. Maybe I look at it differently then, but being in the same division with the Patriots and the Bills, that's a heavy lift for Tom at this stage of his career. And I agree with you. He has a better chance to win in Tampa. I think ultimately a lot of it's tied to influence, power, but also there's the Giselle factor that, you know, they're building the house in Miami, and it's a way for him to keep playing and sort of satisfy and satiate, you know, his wife at the same time. So I that's why I wouldn't rule it out in the future.
Yeah, so he's on the books for 10.4 this year, 4.5 in incentives. Jimmy Stewart's phone says that there's going to be an extension coming or maybe a reworking of the deal, but nothing thus far. And I feel like you feel he's going to be back next year, but with another team. Possibly that's when he goes to Miami. Is that informed or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you don't think that there's any kind of extension coming to Tampa?
No. You could do an extension the same way he did with the Patriots. Remember, he had the extension and then just all the years voided?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what you could be seeing. I think you could do the same thing. Like, here's this deal. You can't franchise me. I get more money up front. You get to prorate it over the length of the money, but there's ghost years here and they're going to void. And then I'm a free agent and I can decide where I play. So we'll see. I mean, it could change. Like, obviously situations come up during the year. You know, I didn't think at the beginning of the year or during the year that he would want out of Tampa, and he obviously very clearly did. Maybe he has a great year in Tampa, realizes, okay, you know, we can win here. I have a lot of power in the organization. Heck, they just got rid of the head coach for me. They basically sign whoever I want. I'm the offensive coordinator, and we're set up pretty well. I'll stay here instead of going to Miami and going over there. But Miami, I still think, would be an appealing situation, even with Mike McDaniel there, because they brought in Tyreek Hill and they brought in Cedric Wilson. They have Jalen Waddle. They'd have to sign Gesicki, who right now is on the franchise tag. But with those offensive weapons, I could still see that being sort of an appealing situation for Tom next year. And then we'll see the 49ers. If the 49ers ever come to their senses and are like, oh, you know, we need this guy to put us over the top.
Those idiots. Yeah. I wonder if maybe, remember, he said, what was the line he used? They went with him over me, or
They went with that MF-er?
That MF-er. Who was that MF-er?
I don't know.
Was it the Titans and Ryan Tannehill? Was it Garoppolo and the Niners? It could have been Garoppolo and the Niners.
Could have been Garoppolo.
That MF-er. Yeah. Oh, man. Nice game against the Rams. Bum. Okay. We'll come back. You know what I want to get your thoughts on? Did you hear Rob Gronkowski on Jimmy Kimmel this week?
I've seen the clip. Yeah, I've seen the clip.
All right.
Let's talk about that one.
Boy, that made all the right people angry. Babies. Get your thoughts on that, the upcoming draft, how the Patriots are going to handle that. If you want to join us, 617-779-0985.
This is Gasper and Murray. Gasper and Murray on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Roadnizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Roadnizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Roadnizer Home Services. Visit Roadnizer.com to schedule today. That's Roadnizer Home Services. Nice people. Great service since 1928.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is Chris Gasper.
I'm not the one who's red-faced and ranting, so who's the baby?
And Big Jim Murray.
Takes in your face, sports.
Gasper and Murray on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you, Doc. Isn't that funny? It really tickles me that goes on. Have you seen that sort of stuff happen before where guys know they need one more to hit some performance bonus?
Yes, I've seen it before, actually. Not with the Patriots, though. I mean, they'll probably pull you before you hit that bonus there.
Yeah, right.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, you shouldn't have said that, but you did say it. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, you're welcome. But no, with the Bucks, I mean, no, they're down, you know, for the players to collect all their money that they possibly can, which is great. But I've seen it the year before. The Bucks did it with a certain wide receiver that was no longer with the team. They did it the year before.
Gronk on Jimmy Kimmel this week. Getting a lot of uptight Patriots fans' panties in a bunch with that one. Oh, how dare he? No one should be surprised at the reaction, though. They were mostly a humorless bunch. I don't know, any validity to what Gronk said?
Yes, and I've heard it from other guys. I've definitely, I think there are guys, oh man, that's going to give it away. There are definitely guys who've played here in the past, really valued, respected Patriots, guys you'd think of when you think of the Patriots and their success, who felt like they were closing in on incentives and suddenly maybe their play time was adjusted or the ball wasn't coming their way all of a sudden. Yeah, I've heard that before from multiple players who played for the Patriots. So that I was not surprised by that. Now, it could be one of those things like, you know, there are things that are kind of like urban myths and they just get passed down and it's not like really true. So, I mean, it could be one of those things and maybe it just got passed down to Gronk. From guys that he played with, right? And it just sort of gets passed down. But I have heard that before. Also, it could just be, you know, like with Belichick, the whole like warm Gatorade and trash cans, like everybody assumes he's pulling the strings for everything. So it could be some of these players, you know, where the Patriots just go into a game and it's like, okay, we're not going to use this guy this much because we feel like it's a better matchup this way in this game. It happens to be towards the end of the year and they need a bonus. And in their mind, it's like, no, Bill's orchestrating. I don't get my bonus. So I will say, like, while I've heard it, I can't, it doesn't mean it's actually true, but it is something that I've definitely heard before. And it was interesting when Gronk brought it sort of to light publicly.
Well, the term perception is reality exists for a reason, right? So do you think that, well, if nothing else, is this potentially problematic, you know, for them going forward? Look, money is going to dictate whether or not a guy signs. Just look at last offseason. But do you think something like this, knowing it, or even if they perceive it, would irk a potential free agent signee?
Depends on the free agent signee. I mean, look, if it's Jonnu Smith or Hunter Henry and you're giving them top of the market deals, I don't think they care. If it's somebody who you're bringing in and saying, let's say you want to sign Odell Beckham Jr. and you want to make it really incentive laden, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. might check around and sort of think twice about doing an incentive laden deal with the Patriots.
All right. So where do they stand, do you think, going into the draft? I get the gist from what you've been saying lately that you think they're going to probably end up going offensive lineman, defensive lineman at 21. And people are going to freak out about that.
I do. I mean, I think that, again, Belichick's philosophy is you build from the inside out, and they have some clear holes, not only this year, but moving forward on the offensive line. You look at, I mean, is Isaiah Wynn the answer, you know?
No, I mean, and look, shouldn't, if he was, wouldn't they extend him?
Yeah, it's, I mean, they picked up the fifth-year option, but you're right. I mean, I don't think he's necessarily the answer at left tackle. Maybe they could sign him in another deal and kick him inside. Trent Brown re-signed here, obviously, but, you know, he's had injury issues. Is he a long-term answer there? And then on the other side of the ball, I think they could really, it's not a sexy thing, and I think you can question its value in today's NFL, but I still think they're like a run-stuffing tackle short, and that's something that's normally important to Bill. You know, we have to stop the run. We have to. That's like basically tenet one of a Bill Belichick defense, stop the run. And the last 2 years, they haven't really been able to do it, at least not at a high enough level. So you could end up, you know, with if a Jordan Davis from Georgia drops, or if they trade out of the round and maybe it's a Travis Jones or somebody like that, Fildarian Mathis from Alabama, you could end up with some big run stuffer. It's not a sexy pick. There's going to be a million wide receivers still on the board. There'll probably be a couple of linebackers. There'll definitely be corners. And if they go with a big guy up front on either side of the ball, I think people will lose their minds.
Well, especially if there's real talent there too, that people fall in love with names. We all do this, but this N'Kobe Dean, the fast linebacker out of Georgia, if he's there and they pass
on Wait a second. He gets to be the fast linebacker out of Georgia, and you said Isaiah Wynn is the fat kid out of Georgia? That doesn't seem fair.
Now, that was years ago. Let's
You've dropped that?
Yeah.
Is that you? I'm ambushing you on the air with this, as you so often do me with NFL stuff, but this might be a little more dangerous. So if you need to abort. But did you drop that just because you felt bad about it, or because you felt in these PC times it was not wise to continue with that?
That would be the answer.
Okay. Yep. All right. We'll leave that alone.
Yeah. We'll just, you know, I had my fun with that, and we'll just push that to the side and pretend it didn't happen. We often do. Let's let it disappear like a fart in the wind.
All right. Duly noted. I'll never bring it up again.
No, it's fine. I honestly, I actually don't mind. But yes, it's more. It's more column B than it is column A.
Okay, understood. Understood.
So, yeah, no, that's going to be frustrating. If someone like that is left on the board and they take some lineman that you've never heard of, you're like, wait, why? Not what? What else should they maybe do here? Should they still be in on some of these wide receivers, like big-name wide receivers that are still out there? Odell Beckham Jr. gets hurt in the Super Bowl.
They should.
Yeah, so, like, should they be looking at him? DK Metcalf could get traded. Should they maybe make a move for him? Like, I just think, if nothing else, they shouldn't be done at that position just because they made the trade for Devontae Parker last week.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I feel like they kind of feel like they are overall, unless they can get a bargain or there's somebody that really catches Bill's eye, which could be Odell Beckham Jr. But again, he's coming off that ACL, so he's not going to be ready. I mean, he had an ACL, Jim, in the very last game of the year.
Yeah.
In February. So when is he going to be ready? Even these guys that are turning this around now in 9 months, which has become kind of standard, he's still not going to be ready until like November. So when you look at it that way, it's a little tough to bank on how much of the season is he going to be around to help your team. But I'll tell you, some of these guys that have contracts that are coming up and the way the wide receiver market has shifted. I mean, do you see Brandon Cooks got another deal?
Oh, right. Yeah. 2 years back with Houston. Like,
yeah. $36 million. I'm like, are you kidding me? So like now Brandon Cooks is getting $18-19 million a year. This wide receiver market has exploded. Debo Samuel unfollowed the 49ers.
Yeah.
So if there's a Debo Samuel or a AJ Brown, I know Vrabel said they're not going to trade him, but I'm just telling you guys in this N'Keal Harry draft class who can actually play, whose contracts could be up. Debo Samuel, AJ Brown, Terry McLaurin in Washington, obviously Metcalf, different sort of category of guy because he's already signed his deal, but Tyler Lockett, if Seattle says, okay, we have to pay Metcalf, we're going to move on from Lockett because he's older. I still think you can maybe get one of those guys, and I have more faith in the Patriots trading for a guy like that than I do drafting it. But you also have to, but if you do that, think of it this way, you have to pay that guy. You're going to have to pay him a lot of money. And you're going to have to give up the draft capital. Does that sound like something the Patriots would do at that position?
Nope, sure doesn't.
It does not.
So maybe they should be on on this guy, Mark and Amherst. Who should the Patriots be looking at wide receiver?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Cole Beasley. So I wanted to run by you guys. First of all, you're my favorite pairing, so I love the show.
Hey,
oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
Good. Yeah, so every time Cole Beasley has played us, I thought he's always done well, and he's always been great in that slot receiver role, like, Wes Welker and Julian E. And he's been let go now for, 3 weeks, and nobody has grabbed him, especially with what you were saying about the wide receiver market going nuts. So my question, couple questions on this topic is, one, do you guys like him? Two, do you think the Patriots would do well in the Patriots system? And three, if Belichick is interested in him, why has he not gone after him? Is it because what you said that you think he's done? Or do you think he's doing the typical Belichick maneuver, which is waiting for the price to drop even low and see if Cole's still there? Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Beasley's an interesting case. Obviously been a very productive player. Played with Brian Daboll in Buffalo. Some elements of the Patriots offense in there. He turns 33 later this month. I think that's working against him. From a production standpoint, he was productive last year, and he was really productive in 2020. He had a career-high 967 yards. That's a guy I would sign to a one-year make-good deal. My guess would be maybe it's the age and the asking price at this point. They might want Cole Beasley's asking price to come down a little bit. I don't know that. I'm just guessing. Because the thing people are forgetting is Jacoby Myers, they gave him the second-round tender. And it doesn't sound like a lot of money now with the wide receiver market, but he's basically on the books for 3.986, so basically like $4 million, which for Jacoby Myers, to me, that's a good chunk of change for him. And the way the Patriots look at that wide receiver position, it's like, we're paying you $4 million, like you're our main slot receiver.
Yeah, I'd sign him to like that, like you said, like a one-year deal. And I think he's still good if it's like third and gotta have it. Like he can still get that kind of separation. I did think it was kind of telling, though. I think it might have been that second Patriots-Bills game where you could tell, like, oh no, they've decided to fold in Isaiah McKenzie more at that position and kind of took away from Cole Beasley a little bit. And then there was that whole vax thing, too. But
yeah,
just in terms
which is why I know you want him here. Want the vax talk.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
bring the vax talk.
Love vax talk. But Isaiah McKenzie proved to be, I think, a better player as their slot guy and speedy guy than Beasley last year. So it's like, okay, is that an indictment on Beasley himself because he's maybe lost a step getting up there in age? I don't know. But I can see why they moved on from him. But he's still got some good football left. Yeah, one-year deal here. Is
yeah, see how much he has. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he is sort of, you know, a player in decline. This number stands out to me when I look at it. His yards per catch last year, 8.5. That's really low.
Yeah.
That's a very low number. So, and that could be the way he was used. I don't know. His long gain last year was 29 yards. So maybe,
that's it.
Yeah. Wow. So maybe there is a little loss of burst or separation there. You have to ask a scout, have somebody look at the tape. But, you know, he could be one of those guys. It could be not that he was ever this good, but when they brought in like a Torrey Holt or Reggie Wayne, you bring a receiver into camp, you give him a chance, and you're like, okay, this guy's just
Eric
a name
Decker.
Now. Yes, Eric Decker, that's a good one. This guy's not the guy anymore. Or maybe you look at it and you're like, oh, he has a little something left.
All right, 617-779-0985. You want to join us in the time remaining. Coming up, we'll have five questions for Chris Gass. We've got nothing to do with sports. And mix in some of your phone calls and everything we've discussed today. Coming up next.
Chris Gasper, Big Jim Murray, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Roadnizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Roadnizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Roadnizer Home Services. Visit Roadnizer.com to schedule today. That's Roadnizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Chris Gasper.
Oh my God.
And Big Jim Murray.
Give me fuel, give me fire.
Give me that which I desire.
It's Gasper and Murray, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
About 20 minutes left. Segue into five questions for Chris Gasper and not do with sports. And Matt McCarthy will have you for an hour. Coming up at 2, leading into Revs Inter-Miami. Here on 98.5, The Sports Hub this afternoon. Sean in Somerville, though, has a thought on the Celtics. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show. Look forward to listening to it every Saturday.
Hey, thanks.
I wanted to add in a little thought of coming in. I feel like a lot of people are, obviously, they're respecting what Durant can bring to a series and as a potential threat to the Celtics. But I feel like there's more of an idea that Kyrie, having only played a certain amount of games, that he's more of a wild card, and that'll allow the Nets to reach another gear in the playoffs. But he's played, I think, 27 games for them this year, and they're 12-15 in those games. And even when him and Durant are on the floor together, they're 9-6 in those games, which isn't amazing, and they've lost to some playoff teams and some non-playoff teams. So I just feel like both of those records suggest that what they are, what their record says they are, and they're just a mixed bag of what you're going to get every night. And I don't see any reason that's going to change going into the playoffs.
Yeah, no, strong call, and I would agree with you. And I think part of it is Kyrie, there's an artistry to Kyrie's game, particularly offensively, and that overshadows something I think that some people here, and maybe our good friend Adam Jones, are sort of forgetting, which is when he played here, defensively, he was a liability. And he's still a defensive liability. Remember when he wanted to cover Giannis?
Oh, right. Yeah, and that playoff series when he won the first game. Then got the gentleman sweep.
Yeah. What did Pierce say? That they were going to sweep that series after that? Remember that?
Yeah.
But he is a defensive liability, and he can be a disinterested defender at times, and that works against a Nets team that already has Seth Curry, who tries really hard, but is, you know, physically limited. They don't have great rim protection, even with Drummond and Nick Claxton. Bruce Brown is a hard-nosed player, but there's no, like, shutdown defender there. They don't seem to play great team defense. I just don't fear them. I think you could have an entertaining series with them. I think they could push you, right? And you worry about them taking a chunk out of you, maybe. That's fair. That's legit. But I sort of feel like people need to look at them the same way they now look at the Lakers. And they're better than the Lakers. I mean, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But after a certain amount of games, it doesn't matter what the names are. You are what you are. You know, so the names with the Lakers, it's like Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook. This team should be good. It's not a good team. The Nets, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. This team should be one of the, you know, three best teams in the East. Or three, I think is what I was trying to say. Three best teams in the East. They're not. They're just not. And I think people need to start treating them that way.
So where are you with the Celtics? What do you think, like, you know, how could they... If they won the title, that obviously, I think, obviously exceed your expectations. What are your expectations for them now as things have started to pan out?
I mean, you know, I've tried to back it off a little bit. Because for me, I think that a lot of this is big picture. And big picture is, I mean, you're the Boston Celtics. It's about hanging a banner. But I've tried to back off of that and try and just make it more specific to this team and this season and how well they're playing. I think if they make it to the it's hard to say, Jim, because it depends on matchups, right? What the matchups are, but I look at it and say you should probably make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But if you lose to Milwaukee in the second round, let me see the series, because I'm picking Milwaukee in that series. You know, if you give it away, if you're up 3-1 and then blow it, then yeah, I'm going to ding you for that. But if it's a seesaw series and you lose to Milwaukee in the second round and you don't get to the conference finals, then I'm not going to rip you to shreds. But I think I will look at it and say, big picture, okay, the way you played during the regular season was great, but you still need to change the mix.
Lose to Brooklyn, though, first round, even if it goes seven, very competitive.
Yeah, oh, that's no, that's a disaster.
Yeah,
that's
I would agree.
That's a fail.
Yeah, I don't care about the talent level, too, because, like, and I know that those guys have another gear, specifically Durant. Just, I'm with the caller, I'm with you. Like, they've been Lakers level this year. Yes, they've made the playoffs, but I think they've been pretty consistent with their poor defense. They've been poorly coached. You had the whole... you know, can't play in New York because of the vax issue with Kyrie Irving. Like, they've been a mess. And even guys like, you know, like, I think Goran Dragic in his prime is, like, nasty, but, like, he's kind of a shell of himself since he's been an addition.
Another defensive liability.
Yeah. So, like, no, I don't care. I don't care about the talent there. If they were to lose that series, that is a massive, massive disappointment. To what the caller did say at the beginning about Kyrie, though, you remember, you know, don't cross sports, but whatever. Tom Brady, 2016, you know, he goes that he suspended those first four games. That ultimately helped them in the back end.
That's true.
Right? So could that benefit Kyrie that he hasn't been able to play? Like, maybe there's more fuel in the tank at this point in the year
maybe.
Than there would be?
I mean, he's such a talented player, especially offensively. I just think that defensively, that team is a mess. I mean, and he is limited in what he does defensively and how hard he tries defensively. They're just not... Like, you talk a lot of times about defense, and I think Ime does a really good job of sort of talking about defense and it being about communication and being connected and talking and all those things, right? And I don't see any of those things with the Nets. They don't look like a connected team. The communication's not good. I go back to that game they played against the Celtics here where Tatum's lighting them up and Nash won't double-team him to get the ball out of his hands, which I thought was absurd. So they're not well-coached defensively either. I think that's their Achilles heel. Like, can they just outscore everybody in a seven-game series? Maybe if Durant and Kyrie are just, like, on one and they just both go off. And I get that, but I just think that it's unlikely you're going to do that for all seven games of a series.
Who do you like? Who do you think is going to win it?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
That's a good point. I haven't really thought about it. I'm still going to say Golden State, assuming Curry comes back. Well, I think that Curry, missing some of this time, could benefit them. I think it's maybe allowed Klay Thompson to get his groove back a little bit. Klay Thompson, to me, since he's come back, hasn't really looked like Klay Thompson on a consistent night-to-night basis. I think if Steph comes back and Klay is what he's been and they can sort of get everything together. Now, they missed James Wiseman. They don't really have a lot inside, and that could hurt them against a team like Phoenix. But I'm still going to say Golden State.
Will you back me that Memphis can win it?
I'll back you on that.
Yeah, because, you know, Maz does his tiers.
I'll back you.
And he wouldn't put the Memphis Grizzlies in Tier 1, which he had Brooklyn in, which I think is crazy. Memphis team, like, look, even if you, like, half pay attention, I think they're, like, 21-2 without Morant in the lineup this season. It's not just him. Yes, he's, he's one of the MVP favorites. He probably won't win it, but he should be in the conversation. But they play good defense. They grab a ton of rebounds. They're usually beating opponents by, like, 10-plus a night.
They're very deep.
Yeah. Like, Bane's good. Tyus Jones good. Like, they're not just one guy. That team could win the title.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that. I really wouldn't. I do question. I mean, Bane's been really good this year. You know how I feel about Bane. He's averaging 18 a game this year. That's an all-time mistake for the Celtics. But at the same time, I do wonder if they have enough perimeter shooting. Ja Morant's not quite at that point in his career where you can rely on that. Jaren Jackson's a big who will shoot the three but not always make it. So I do wonder a little bit about their ability in the playoffs. Do they have enough ability to make outside shots? However, when you look at this stretch the Celtics have been on since January 23rd, obviously they have the best net rating in the NBA, and it's not even close at 15.1. But you know who's second?
Them.
Yeah, Memphis, 8.6. So Memphis has been playing well during this stretch, too, and really they've been playing well all year long. So what more do people need to see from them to believe?
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, they should at least be in that conversation. Prohibitive favorite? Probably not, but, like, they should be in the conversation with, like, Phoenix and Golden State.
No, I think that's fair. That's a good point. You know a team that's coming on, too, and I don't know if they have enough depth.
But Clippers?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
Dallas has been playing really well since they got Spencer Dinwiddie. Another huge game last night for Luka. They've been playing really well. And he's one of those guys that you wonder, when does he, like, take the leap in the postseason? He's one of those guys that can go out and win a playoff series all by himself.
So I meant to ask Forsberg, we had him on during the Celtics show, and you alluded to it. Do you know, or are you just when's their first game going to be, the Celtics?
I don't know. I'm just assuming. The NBA playoffs, the NBA has announced that with the play-in, the playoffs start the 16th. So that's a week from today. The Bruins have that game, which is why we won't be on next Saturday.
Right, yep.
And so I'm assuming that will mean the Celtics won't start the same day that the Bruins play that game, which would mean they'd start the 17th.
Yeah, that would make sense. So, yeah, probably going to be like the Sunday mid-afternoon game or something like that.
That's what I'm assuming, but I don't have any inside info. When would we get that here as a rights carrier?
Probably midweek, I would think.
Yeah, as a rights holder, we should get that information, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I would think so. But yeah, no, that wouldn't make any sense for them to do the transit because the Bruins have the day game. No, why would you shift everything around?
Could do it because it's an early enough game that the Celtics played Saturday night, and that is the big NBA package for ABC.
Right, so if they do end up with the two and get Brooklyn, then maybe they would do it the Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough on the Bull Gang, but I guess they've had to do it before, the whole turnaround, so maybe they would do it.
And then it'll be the NBA playoffs where it's one game one day, and then won't be until Thursday.
I'll tell you what, if they play the Bulls, no problem. You want 2-3 days between games? That's fine. That's fine.
Chris wants that Bulls matchup because he wants to travel to old Chicago. Can't blame you there. Fun city. Todd in Boston on the Lakers' disaster of a season. Go ahead, Todd.
Hi, yeah. I'm from the Boston area, but my buddy Harris is a big Lakers fan, so I've watched a good amount of their games the last few years. I think it was just a big wake-up call for Westbrook, for LeBron. Westbrook didn't have a very good homecoming, and as Kirk said that they're the biggest catastrophe pretty much in the history of the NBA. So they're pretty much stuck with those three, their core three, and at this point they need more bench guys. They should have kept Caruso, they should have kept KCP. They got to figure out a way one way or another this season.
I don't know what the hell you got going on.
I feel like he was like on the phone as he was like bringing in groceries or coming into his house or apartment. Didn't it sound like that?
Mr. Fidgets back
like jiggling the keys. He's like just got through the door.
That's one of the that's up there with
the Eagles dream team.
Yeah, that was one I was thinking of, and also the 2011 Red Sox. They were declared like greatest team on earth, right before the season started, and then ended up being a complete disaster. Yeah, that Eagles dream team is another good one. I think that was that same year.
Yeah, 2011.
Yeah,
you're right.
But no, I thought that was hilarious and good. And now it feels like LeBron James is clamoring to find a new team. He was on the shop. We played that clip earlier in the Celtics show. His show on HBO, who do you want to play with? Steph Curry. And then Steph Curry heard the clip and goes, yeah, I'm good. And good for him, too. Enough. All right, let's wrap up now with five questions got nothing to do with sports, shall we? I got five
Casper of the Globe. I got 5 questions that got nothing to do with sports. I got 5 questions.
5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I got 5 questions. I hope this segment ain't too wild.
All right, 5 questions got nothing to do with sports here to wrap up here on Saturday, April 9th. By the way, Chris did allude to it, too. We've referred to the show in recent weeks as it's like playing a game of roulette. You know, you might win, you might not. This show, we might be here, we might not be. We won't be here next Saturday because the Bruins have a matinee game. Thank you, Bruins. All right, question number one. Olivia Rodrigo tickets. I don't know if you've seen this, Chris, but okay. She's going to be playing the new Roadrunner in the Roadrunner venue in Alston.
Oh, yes. Okay, yep. I know where that is.
They're going for like $1,000 or more right now on the resale market.
Wow.
Chris Rock just played here. Same kind of thing. The resale market, crazy, after the slap heard around the world. What's the most that you've ever paid for a ticket to go to a show or a concert or anything like that?
Not a lot. I'm trying to think. Maybe it's probably like a sporting event. It's probably like a game. I'm trying to remember what it, but I think there was like one game, like a Celtics game or something, where I paid like $200 a ticket.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of high. I've mentioned this before. I think, you know, at the height of Hamilton, hype of Hamilton, I paid like a grand for a single. It was worth it. You know, it was the original cast. I'm glad that I did it. It was, it lived up to the hype. But either of these, so like that Chris Rock show I went to, it was good, not great, but it was my buddy that bought the tickets. If I had bought those, oh, I would have sold those in a second. You know, Olivia Rodrigo, just like throw on one of the top 40 stations. You hear her, she only has like 5 songs. $1,000 to see her? That's insanity.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't pay $1,000 to see her, but I would want to go to that concert. I feel bad for people like Felger who have teenage daughters and are going to have to like shell out for this, like 100%.
Oh, and they're going to. So a friend of mine knew, he's savvy with this kind of stuff. He had 4 of them, and he's already sold them all, and he made like over $2,000.
Now, has the price gone up, like, since she won the Grammys?
Since she won. So they were already high. They were hovering around 5, and then after the Grammys last week, they jumped up like $300 or $400.
Wow. Wow. She's good, though. I like her music. I mean, to me, all these young singers, like, there's like, you know me, I'm not Mr. Music, but there's like 7 youngish, you know, I'd put Tate McRae in this. There's like 7 youngish singers now, and they all sound like Billie Eilish.
Yeah, and Olivia Rodrigo sounds like Paramore. Like, it's good.
She does.
It's
fine, sounds like Hayley Williams.
Yeah.
She does, like, yeah. She does she does the Hayley Williams, Billie Eilish. You know, those are different, but she'll borrow from both of them. You're right.
Question 2. I saw this, and I had to grab my chest. Rhode Island might ban aggressive honking. Should Massachusetts follow suit?
What does that mean? How do you ban that, and what's aggressive?
By ban, they would ticket you. You were in traffic this morning, right? Trying to get here.
I was definitely aggressively honking.
And
this
you
morning.
Explained to me that it was one of those situations where you're looking at a green light and the traffic's not moving. Like, would you like to take a left? Take the left. So what would happen here, if there was a cop behind you, they could ticket you because they've banned aggressive driving because you're laying on the horn saying, "You motherfucker, come on, I don't want to live in a world where you can't do that, Chris.
Yeah, that sounds, you have to be honest, that sounds un-American.
Yes.
I mean, if we're doing that, then we should just take the horns out of the cars altogether.
Thank you.
That's absurd.
I live to aggressively honk. Go! Come on, you mother! That time that I lived down south, you know who doesn't do that? Southerners, Chris.
Really?
Oh, I had some people in my car. They're like, "What is wrong with you?" I'm like, "What's wrong with you? This is how you drive." Come on, you son of a...
Ugh. They don't do that down there?
No, they don't. They think that you are the devil.
But Atlanta has such horrible traffic. How can you not use the horn?
They've acquiesced to it. They've really? Ruined the deal. Not
they
me, though. You mother... all right, nothing to do with sports. Masters question. The pimento cheese sandwich, a staple of the Masters in a Southern tradition, Chris. What is one great food from another region that everyone in New England should have to have?
Oh, that's a great question. How about a beignet from New Orleans?
Oh, that's a good choice. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those are so good.
They're not quite a donut. But with the powdered sugar on it, you go to Cafe Du Monde.
Cafe Du Monde.
Yeah, no, that's it. You know what? I co-sign on that one. That's a good answer. Next, question number 4. If there was a stat line for everything in your life, what would you want to see? What stat, what Gasper stat would you be proud of that you'd want to make public?
Proud of or that I'd want? I'll tell you one. This is the winter. If they could do it, you know how they you say, and I don't know how you would do it, but it's like, you know how they say this person is, you know, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world?
Yeah.
Pound for pound, like, what's my shoveling, like, capacity? Because I feel like pound for pound, I am one of the great shovelers in the world.
Really?
Yes.
Like avoiding it or actually doing
it? No, doing it. Like, oh, based really? On my size, my body weight, what you would think I'd be able to do, how much you think I'd be able to shovel, how quickly you think I'd be able to shovel. Like, I feel like how long I'd be able to last shoveling. I feel like all of that. I feel like pound for pound, I am one of the great shovelers of all time.
No, I wouldn't see that coming. I thought it would be like, you know, most like the MVP of not having to pay for parking.
Oh, yeah. That would be a great stat, too. Like money saved versus money. Well, maybe I don't want to see money saved versus time spent, yeah. But money saved, just money saved. Like, you know,
I would. But overall, for me, it would be firmest handshakes. Like, okay. Yeah, I think 30 years running, I've never not given a firm handshake.
That's, yeah, you're big on that. You
I'm like 3,000-0. Like, the Babe Ruth of handshakes right here.
I could definitely see that. You know, I almost want to take back the beignet answer because it was, I mean, I think it's a good answer. But because of something you said to me earlier off air, what if I said Chicago deep dish pizza?
Oh, just get a calzone. it ends up being soup. Chicago deep dish sucks.
I love it. Oh, Lou Malnati's. I think it's actually my favorite pizza.
Oh, crap. It's not even pizza.
If I could have one of those and an L.A. beef at the same time, I would do it.
Finally, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have recently become engaged.
They're engaged?
Yeah, within the last, like, 48 hours. Yeah,
Did he use the same ring, that pink diamond?
I can't speak to that. Oh,
I hope
he
did. I would 100% recycle that ring. I'm not buying a different ring.
Well, what celebrity couple who broke up years ago would you like to reconcile?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Broke up years ago. I know one. I would like to see Paula Patton and Robin Thicke get back together. I like them together.
I guess I don't know that couple. For me, it's Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, just so Pitt could leave her again because she's going to
die alone.
Oh,
you're terrible. That's so bad. That's awful.
That's a one prediction. Look, I've been wrong on a lot of things, and I'll be wrong again many, 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 many more times. But one thing I assure you I will not be wrong on is that Jennifer Aniston, mark it down, put it in concrete, will die alone. That concludes.
That's so bad.
It's just true.
But you're just saying you want them back together so she can get her heart broken again?
Yeah, because just to prove me right again. Because no matter what, she can't hang on to a guy. I can't figure out what it is. Well, I have theories. I can't say them on the air because I don't want to get fired. But if you ever have...
Are these Isaiah Wynn-like theories?
No, they're way worse than that. Way worse than that.
All right.
I want to say something.
I know you do. I can tell. I can tell you do. You really do. Tough times. Tough times when Will Smith gets banned for 10 years.
That concludes the show. Matt McCarthy coming up next for 60 minutes that will lead you into Revs Inter Miami. Why don't you have yourself a good weekend? We'll talk to you Monday in Felger and Mass. Goodbye.
That's an aberration, which I freely admit.
It's Gasper and Murray.
I'm drunk, you're gross, let's go.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.